Unit 1. What is intermittent fasting? New diets come and go, but a style of eating called intermittent fasting has been around for some time now. It became popular after Michael Mosley, a British doctor, wrote a best-selling book in 2012. Intermittent fasting involves switching between periods of eating normally and fasting, or not eating. It's perhaps more a lifestyle choice than a diet, as it doesn't tell you what foods to eat. It tells you when to eat. The two most common approaches are daily and weekly. 16-8 is popular for the daily approach. This means you fast for 16 hours each day and eat during the remaining 8 hours. People who prefer the weekly approach generally use 5-2, which Mosley wrote about. You eat regular meals for 5 days. For the next 2 days, you limit your food intake to around 600 to 800 calories. Many of us grew up hearing, eat 3 regular meals, or start your day with a good breakfast. Intermittent fasting might seem to go against traditional ideas about healthy eating. However, humans have actually been fasting for thousands of years. Our ancient ancestors couldn't always find food, so on some days they didn't eat. Many major religions have also used fasting as a spiritual practice. People today eat more food than ever. A report from the United States in 2017 found that the average person was eating 24% more calories than in 1961. We can now buy food at any time of the day, and we stay up late eating snacks while using social media. All this makes it challenging to keep calorie count down. I tried the 5-2 approach to intermittent fasting some years ago, and I found it quite easy to follow. I gradually lost several kilograms over about 6 months and successfully maintained my new weight after stopping the 5-2. When my children were growing up, we always ate dinner by 7 p.m. Now my children are young adults. However, I can eat when it suits me. I realized I don't feel hungry in the morning. On the other hand, I'm a night owl and go to bed late. Most days, I eat my first meal around 1 to 2 p.m. and then have dinner around 11 p.m. So it is similar to the daily intermittent fasting approach. Krista Verity, a professor of nutrition at the University of Chicago, has researched various styles of eating, including intermittent fasting. I don't think there's one diet that is better for everyone. The most important thing is finding something that fits into your lifestyle, Verity says. I think most of us can agree with this. Please note that intermittent fasting isn't recommended for those under 18, pregnant and nursing women, or people with certain health conditions. As with any diet, consult with your doctor before starting.